Independently produced documentary films are seldom broadcast on television, but a new series starting this week on PBS is aimed at making them more regular fare. Television critic David Bianculli has a review.
As far as I'm concerned, David M. Davis is one of the unsung heroes of public television. As the executive director of American Playhouse, he jumped over two big hurdles that used to keep most quality drama anthologies off PBS: the financial cost and the artistic risk. To cut costs, Davis pursued a bunch of intricate co-production deals, so the dramas shown on American Playhouse would sometimes premiere earlier elsewhere, as a theatrical movie maybe, or as a cable TV special. And to allow for more variety and originality than usual, Davis spread the power base for American Playhouse among several PBS member stations and courted the input and approval of all the others. Starting this week, Davis is using the same 1-2 punch as the executive director of a new anthology series. But where American Playhouse deals with drama, this new series, called POV, is designed to showcase the independent documentary. POV stands for Point of View, and that's the key behind this 10-week series. Even though PBS has gotten really skittish about presenting documentaries with points of view, remember the flap over the Africans? Davis and executive producer Mark N. Weiss have built a framework that allows for different voices to be heard. In fact, the series leads off with a documentary called American Tongues, a delightful look at how differently Americans speak, and how those differences sometimes spark bigoted reactions.
Who do you think has a funny accent?
People from New York or Philadelphia, you know, that's, and Virginia especially. Our grandkids in Virginia, and they have that Virginia dialect, you know. I have to live twice to catch on, you know, to get that dialect, you know.
Wisconsin people.
Why do you say Wisconsin? What do they sound like?
Because when they say their O's, they're going out, out and about. They do, they're really bad. They sound like they're Norwegian.
Mississippi and Georgia, they had a certain way of talking that, boy, you know how to have a knife to cut it, like trying to cut butter.
People from Chicago and people from New York, upstate New York and all that, all of them have a definite accent. And they're the ones that are hard to understand. They may think I'm...
American Tongues was originally shown last September on cable TV's The Discovery Channel, and most other films on the POV roster have been shown theatrically or on local public TV. Later in this summer season, the POV documentaries include Gates of Heaven, a film about pet cemeteries, Best Boy, about a 53-year-old retarded man moving away from home, and Rated X, which sort of looks at sex the same way American Tongues looks at accents. Presenting these films in a weekly showcase like Frontline does gives them a bigger audience and a little more instant credibility. And if some of them are more emotional than balanced, well, that's the whole point. Most of the network documentaries have balanced themselves into blandness. There are no harvests of shame anymore. And the few people on TV who do come off as passionate usually come off as idiots too, like Geraldo Rivera and Morton Downey Jr. To me, a good documentary should be like that old spinning plates act on the Ed Sullivan Show. You don't want everything to come crashing down, but if there's too much balance, it's not as entertaining or as compelling.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.